I want to talk about tax revenue. I think over the last 15 years, there have been 10 years where there are revenue shortfalls. What do you think the state needs to do about this? And does the state need to consider raising taxes, bringing more money?
Well, I think there's no question we would all hope you could grow the economy, create an economy that would create more revenue. State would have more money to spend, but we probably understand that that probably won't happen to the magnitude we would like for it to take care of the shortfall of money that's needed to fund public education, to fund pensions. Here's where I would recommend we start, and it is where I would start as governor. In Kentucky, we have $13 billion of tax loopholes and exemptions in Kentucky, $2 billion more than our entire general fund budget. Let's look at those. Let's see what is working, what's not working. We don't want to hurt business and industry. We don't want to have an impact that would hurt the economy. But let's see what's been in those loopholes for a long period of time that may not be working anymore. Let's look at what we could exclude and take out of that. And Ryan, if we can only affect of $13 billion, only 10% of that $13 billion, that'd be $1.3 billion that we could put back into the general fund. $1.3 billion to put into public education or into pensions. We need to consider tax reform, tax modernization, not the type of tax reform that was done in session before last that was taken in a side room and 17 or 18 new sales tax were put on services, and one that we corrected this past session would be on those nonprofits. That's not the kind of tax reform we need to look at. We need to look at a tax reform policy that doesn't put more burden on working families across Kentucky. We need to look at a fair tax reform that's well shared and one that will be competitive for the 21st century.